I want to tell my wife, I'm glad God sent me her 43 years ago, or four, or five. She's been a preacher's wife, buddy. She's been a companion and a mate. Been a great mother to her children. Great Mimi to her grandchildren. It does pay to serve God. In your Bibles this morning, turn with us to the book of Daniel, chapter number 3. Daniel 3. It's so good to see you here today. My heart's just running over this morning. The joys of Jesus. It's so good to be saved. Somebody said, well, if you get saved, you quit having fun. Let me tell you something. If you get saved by the grace of God, you'll have a life that only Jesus can give. I appreciate my friends this morning. I'm thankful for the God that is on the throne. This morning, Daniel chapter number 3. The Bible said in verse number 1, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6. And he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together all the dignitaries, the big shots, princes, governors, captains, judges, treasurers, counselors. Look there. He even invited the sheriff, thought a fight would break out. Sound like a Baptist conference to me. Somebody say amen. Then he says, verse 4, a herald cried aloud, to you it's commanded, O people, nations, and languages. Everybody. What time you hear the sound of these instruments, verse 6, whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Did you get that text? Whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Verse 8. Certain Chaldeans came and accused the Jews. Spake, said the king Nebuchadnezzar, thou king, you've made a decree in verse 10. He said, when you hear all these kinds of music, we're to bow down and worship the golden image. Verse 11, whoso falleth not down and worship, he should be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Verse 12, there are certain Jews whom thou set over the fires of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That sounds good right there. Y'all ought to be up here preaching this morning. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I like that, don't you? And then he says this. Verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto him, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I've set up? You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Spirit of God that's in this place this morning. I pray you do big things in our lives and our hearts. Thank you for who you are and what you've done, what you're doing. We thank you, you are the God that's never changed. Help America today, O God, we pray. Lord, help our missionaries across this land. Help these families that's struggling this morning. Oh, I pray for all my preacher friends that's standing to tell the old story today. Touch them and bless them. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. I want to preach on this question this morning. How do you face the music? How do you face the music? That's sort of an old saying. Me and my wife, y'all get tickled at her. Come in the other night, it's a big armadillo in the driveway. I said, honey, there's an armadillo out there. I've been rooting up our yard. And she jumped in the golf cart with me. We went to shining lights. We went to shooting armadillo. Somebody say amen. She brought up this thing about a saying. She said, you remember them old timers used to say, summer's They instead of somewhere, they're summers. Any of y'all ever heard that? Help me preach it. They summers over yonder. They summers over there. Well, I want to ask y'all this old saying this morning. You've always heard the saying, you got to face the music. Well, let me ask you, church, today, how are we facing the music? How are we facing the music? A few things. I'll be done preaching this morning. You'll notice, verse number one, there was a culture presented. A culture that was presented. King Nebuchadnezzar, he was king over the whole land. He had it going on. Everybody reported unto him. And you'll notice in this culture that was presented, verse number one, it was set up. Set it up. He had a different plan. You know something, when government authorities have a different plan that goes against this Bible, you better say, nope, ain't a happening down at my house. And so here we see this culture that is presented. It was set up. I am confirmed today that many people in high places, they're trying to set up a system and a program, even to educate our children to not be able to think for themselves. Education is good. A man and girl ought to try to study and learn what life is about. But let me tell you, when we have a school system, when we have a government that is teaching our children not to think for themselves, then it is wrong. He set it up. And you better believe we're living in a nation that's being set up this morning. Believe it with all of my heart. They're set up. Young people, you've got a heart and a soul. You must be saved. You're going to stand before God. And the only way to heaven is by the Lord Jesus Christ and the shed blood of Calvary. Religion will let you die and go to hell. You watch this setup that we're living in this day and this hour. Now, I want to say it was set up. You young people's got one of the greatest opportunities of any generation that's ever lived. Get you a good education. Know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Follow God. Stay on your knees and your face before God. And He will bless your family. He will bless your days and He will bless your goals. Young people, let me tell you something today. Don't let any government ever try to control you so you can't think for yourself. 2 and 2 is still 4 in this day and this hour. Boy, that's weak, down, and bowed this morning. 2 and 2 still 4 in this day and this hour. We see this culture that is presented. We live in a new culture, don't we? This culture is amazing. This culture that is presented. Notice this. He said that it was set up. Now, he made this big image. King, he made an image of gold. His height was 60 cubits. He was 90 foot tall. He set it up in the plain of Dura so it looked real tall in low places. He didn't set it on a mountain. He set it in a flat place so it looked real big and real tall. Young people, everything that glitters is not gold. The devil will show you a pretty picture. We live in a day of one of the greatest marketing and advertising concepts in our country. It'll show you all the pretty billboards on the front. Budweiser's got a nice one. Bush has got a nice one. Come up into the mountains, the high life. Hollywood will paint you a real pretty billboard. But they won't show you the backside of them billboards. They won't show you the funeral homes and the morgues and the hospitals that your man of God has seen. This morning, don't believe everything that glitters is gold. And so here, this culture that was presented, there was a Nebuchadnezzar. He was a king. Now, watch this culture presented. He invited all these people to come and he had one thought in mind. He wanted them all to bow and worship. Can I tell you that's what the devil has been about a long, long time. Try to keep God's people from worshiping Him to go to worshiping the devil. And we better watch these idols that this world has set up. Because if you're not careful, you'll even forget who God is and where He is. You better watch them idols. I want to go on and hit these ball fields while I'm there this morning. You can roll your eyes all you want to. I'm looking above you. I can't see you. I'm still a-preaching. But honey, when a ball field becomes your idol, you got the wrong kind of God in your life. When a deer stand becomes your idol, you got the wrong kind of idol. When your job becomes your idol, you got the wrong kind of idol. When you got a person that is an idol, not a hero, but an idol, then you're looking in the wrong direction. There's one we must worship in spirit and truth, and He is God the Father. We see this culture was set up, and let me tell you, the devil's trying to set up a culture to absolutely devastate the American family. I'm going to go on and tell you this while I'm there this morning. God intended a man to marry a woman. And God intended a woman to marry a man. Yesterday, Parker got out at the hunting field with his shotgun. He seen a pretty little girl. He started to put his gun back up. I was going to get on to him. I said, no, son, that's the right kind of thinking. Girls ought to be pretty to little boys. Would somebody help me preach this morning? But we got Bible standards. You ought to get married. You don't live together and shack up. You get married. A man and a woman, they get married. That sure is good preaching this morning, preacher. It's quiet. That means you're listening. So, we must understand it's set up to destroy. To destroy what God has given His Son to give His life for. For a family to be saved and brought up right under Bible preaching. We ought to teach our children that we don't bow to idols. There's nothing wrong with having fun in life. My stars, I enjoy life. I mean, I love life. I don't just go home and sit in a corn crib this Sunday. I enjoy life. But when I have idols in front of God, it is wrong. So there was a culture that was presented. Verse 6, there was a command that was published. And He said, and by the way, if you don't bow, I'm going to let you know something. He said in verse number 6, watch, whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Whoso falls, no respecters. Y'all think about this a minute. Here's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know who his employer is? Nebuchadnezzar. You know who everybody's reporting to? Nebuchadnezzar. And so here we see this command that is published, but look in 6b. I got that from Brother Adam, A and B. Look at 6b. Consequence is precaution. Not only a culture presented and a command published, but a consequence precaution. He said, and if you don't, you're going to be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. You're just not going to look at it. I'm going to throw you right up in there. And so, a lot of times, a Christian's faith is tested, is it not? You know, I want to read this verse and I get on preaching. But I want to share this verse with you. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, and when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. And if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you. And on their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. In other words, says, Think it not strange if you go through a fiery trial. Anybody ever been through a fiery trial? I want to say in this text, there's a culture that was presented. It was set up. There was a command that was published. You must bow to this idol and worship this golden image. And then there was a consequence, precaution. And by the way, if you don't worship this image, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. But I love this in verse number 8, where I want to get in preaching this morning. We'll see character that is practiced. A character that is practiced. Now, I love these men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. One little boy went home, told his mother one morning, I preached on these texts. He said, Mama, that preacher was preaching on kneecap this morning. No, it's not kneecap. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now watch this. Character practice. Verse 8. Where at that time certain Chaldeans came near. They came to spy on them and look at them. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar. Look how they buttered the king up. Oh, king, live forever. King, live forever. Thou, O king, has made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, the sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music. Boy, rabbits is flying this morning. All kinds of music. Boy, we live in that hour. Whatever happened to having churches where the lights was on? Stained glass windows was in. The red back hymnal was sung. Whatever happened to this good old choir sang? What happened in America just to have in church? But now this all kinds of stuff is a-going on. That amazes me. Okay, I shot the rabbit. I move. This character that is practiced. Now watch what he says. Whoso falleth not down, verse 11, watch, here's his goal, and worship. He should be cast in the midst. There are certain Jews whom thou settled the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. And now he says this in verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and he said to them, is it true? Is it true about you this morning? Is it true about me? Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I've made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be put the same hour in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And by the way, I got a question. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Boy, he was feeling pretty prideful, wasn't he? You better not forget where your bread's buttered at this morning. He got to feeling a lot of himself. Livy sometimes on Facebook, I don't get on Facebook very much. I get so mean, y'all can't handle me preaching. She'll say, look there, Pop, boy, they are feeling they self. Can I tell y'all, we don't care. How come you want to take a picture half naked and put it on Facebook? And what tickles me is them church members say, thumbs up. Let me get back here. Y'all a little more consumer friendly this morning. Boy, ain't it a sight what folk post out there on Facebook. Y'all look how crazy I am. Are we going to have a church or a nightclub? Are we going to have a church or a golf course? He said on the Lord's Day, God's people ought to be different. They feeling they self. I like that, Livy. I'm going to put that in my notes. I'm going to preach that in the mountains this week.
Like fig leaf, I say. Boy, isn't it a shame that America don't blush anymore. There was a family, I'll say it, I'm not scared. They have a member of their family, their daughters, marrying a woman. Put it on Facebook. I'd be crying instead of posting it. That's all I know to tell you. I'd be crying. I wouldn't be posting it, seeing how many likes I can get, to see who I can get to like my sin. I'd be squalling my eyes out. I'd be begging God to help my family. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Glad He loves us this morning. Character was practiced. Verse 10, they went and danced to the music. Verse 12, they wouldn't deny their Maker. He asked him this. Is it true? They wouldn't drift to the movement. I want to say something there to the Baptist church. If you want to have church, we can have church. But don't come in here looking for entertainment. Don't come in here looking for a show. If you want to hear from God, you're in the right place. We got the right kind of Bible. If you want to bring your family around these altars, they're open night or day. Leave your drama at home. We're here to worship God. They wouldn't drift to the movement. I love this, Brother Mike. They wouldn't disguise their message. He said, I want to know, is it so? And look at their reply now. I'm done preaching. Character practice. But I got to show y'all this. And then one more point and I'll be done. Character practice. But now look at this commitment predicated. I seen it this morning. Verse 16. They won't bow. He catches them. Fist taken. Throw them in the fire. And they said this. Look what they've done. In verse number 16. He said, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. They stood together, didn't they? We are. Hey, you know why the average Baptist preacher can't preach a message like I preached this morning? You know why? Because I preach for a lot of them. Because they don't have the people with them to stand to preach it. They want to meet him in the back room and say, we don't do that here. We don't do what here? No, we preach against sin here. We are. May God give us some folks to stand together. We ain't hating nobody. But y'all watch this. Now, these three boys had to stand up and make a difference. They're making an impact. They didn't go with the norm. They said no. And I love what they told them. Underline this in your Bible. It is so good. He says, we're not careful in verse 16 to answer thee in this matter. You know what that means? I looked it up. We ain't even got to think about it. It's no. Mom and daddies, that's where you need to get in your life or your family. We ain't even got to think about it. My young'uns ain't doing that. Don't you pay the bills? Kids ain't got no business in a Piggly Wiggly parking lot at 12:30. They ain't having Bible study. Know where your children are. Men, take charge of the home. Be a man. Lead your family. Wives, submit unto your husband as unto the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Raise your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Do the best you can with what you have. And God is enough. We all make mistakes. My children's made mistakes. We're not going to throw them under the bus and run over them. We're going to help them and restore. When your kids fall and make a mistake, we're not throwing them out to the curb. We're going to love on them and help them. Say, get up and brush off. Try it this way next time. Nobody here is perfect. Take your little religious halos down this morning. We all had to be saved by the blood of Jesus. Hey, y'all turn around. Turn around and tell somebody. That's good preaching this morning. Turn around and tell somebody. They need it. That's good preaching this morning. Turn around and tell them. That's good preaching this morning. Praise God. We're going to turn the smokehouse over. Let's just turn her over this morning. You see, we're not careful acting in this matter. This right here is powerful. What? If it be so, our God whom we serve is able. Boy, right here it's fixing to get stronger. You watch what these men say. She's fixing to get like battery acid strong. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able. Mama and daddies, I come to tell you, there's a God that's still able this morning. To deliver us. To deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Here it is. He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Verse 18. You ready? Here it goes. But if not. But if not. If not. If not. I got my mind made up, honey. If not. Be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve ye gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They said, okay. Fine. Come here, boys. Raise the door up. Cast them three boys. The Bible said they fell down. Bam! Read your Bible. I read it carefully. Fell down. Bam! But something happened. There was a fourth man showed up. You see, we never by ourselves. If you know Jesus, honey, you got it all this morning. There's nobody like the fourth man in the fire this morning. They wasn't waving a flag. They wasn't waving a flag or shooting a flare. Here comes Jesus. Y'all look what they're doing. Look what this fire done, this fire trials. They were loose and walking. In the fire. You know something? The reason a child of God goes through the fires so many times that it will burn the things that are binding us off of us. I want to say this. You know me. You know I ain't a mean-spirited preacher. You know I got a pastor's heart. I don't care what you say. I'm telling you out of my guts, I got a pastor's heart this morning. And I'm going to tell you something. Many of you, you've lost loved ones. You've lost mom and daddies. You've lost children. You've lost brothers and sisters through that fire. And I love what the old writer Spurgeon said last night. He said, when we go through the fire of life, it starts to burn things off. It had us bound here. But now we've got more to go to heaven today for than we did yesterday. A lot of you, you buried children, you buried mother and daddies. Honey, what it's done is set you free from this world and let you fit your eyes toward heaven to the glory land world. And I sure am glad you can walk around with Jesus in the fire in this day and this hour. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. I may be telling too much today, but I'm going to get on this preaching. I'm going home to my grandbabies. I had one of the greatest jobs in America. God told me to quit. I had no idea how much it had me bound, Brother Adam. I had no idea. But when I stepped through that fiery trial,
God began to burn them things of a career that was my idol, no doubt, and my goal. I'm telling you what, I didn't realize it was, but evidently it was. But boy, when the fires of the good Holy Ghost burned that off of my hands. Oh, I sure love getting loose with Jesus, walking around in the fire. You see, I got more to go to heaven for today than I did yesterday. You'll go through the fire process about addictions, things that had you bound, had you locked. And let me tell you, people, let me tell you while I'm in this gear preaching this morning, because it'll never happen just like this again. While I'm here, let me say this. Anyone's kids that's on drugs, don't throw them under the bus. They want to leave the drugs alone. The drugs won't leave them alone. I've experienced it. I've been through it in my life. I've wore that t-shirt. I know, but thank God there was somebody that come to me one day and pulled me into his bosom and said, "Kid, I can help you with everything in your life if you'll just trust me." Miss Sherry, you come. A lot of you are going through a fire of tribulation. What you don't realize, there's a God, number one, not only is He present, but He's very persistent. He's doing things that only that fire can do. I heard a quote this week, my wife seen on a platform. She said, "Honey, I heard one of the most astounding statements about faith this week from one of our church members. He said, I thought I had faith, but now through this great fire trial I've experienced, now I'm living faith." Let me tell you how much God loves you this morning, what you might not understand. He will allow you to go in some hot places. But the benefits that they bring to us in our life, nobody wants to go through a fire furnace, not me. Brother Kevin, they looked at him and said, "Is this y'all's decision?" They said, "Yes." I got thinking, there's those Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Not one of them said to the other, "Hey guys, let's think this thing out. Let's propose this." No, they had their mind made up. So this is what I want to tell you today. Just like Daniel, he purposed in his heart that he would not defile God. If you'll make your heart up and your mind about it, when the opportunity comes to you, you'll already have your mind and your heart made up. This morning, Miss Sherry plays. Whatever you need in your life, I want to tell you this. First and foremost, Jesus died for you and He loves you. And you know something? The people that's in this place this morning, You're so precious. Some of the greatest friends in my life lives here. They go to church here. In 1979, I moved away from everything I'd ever known and loved. I met Renee in Florida. I moved to Bowden, Georgia. We got married. God saved me, called me to preach. I've got a lot of family at home, but my closest people are you. God's been good to us. And God wants us to let our light shine. I know we all have great jobs, great careers, but don't let your job and career run you. We got some of the greatest students here that goes to school. Apply yourself. Education's great. But remember who God is and how good He is.